Hi guys, it's Simple J Sister here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping everyone is doing great, thinking positive and being positive and instilling those values in those around you and even those you interact with. Because as I always tell you guys, positivity in equals positivity out. And right now we all need a dose of positivity. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for joining and listening and streaming my Little Engine That Could podcast. I really appreciate it. If you are a returning listener, you know I love you guys. I call you guys my familia, my family, my extended family. I love each and every one of you guys and appreciate you guys so much. So thank you for all the support. I'm hoping everyone is having a little bit better time. Lately, things seem to be trying to push towards normal, so I'm hoping we all can get back to that place of normalcy, whatever normalcy looks like. With that being said, today is Up on Game Tuesday, so you know, this is where I drop my gems, things I think you guys should really think about, things I think, you know, you guys would really benefit from really understanding and knowing. First on dropping gems today is try to give people their flowers, their kudos, their respect, just what they're due before it's too late. What do I mean by that? People are dying at a crazy rate now. You never know who's next to go because of what's happening. And so sometimes we never give them the praise they deserve for things they've done, or if they're your parents, we've never given them the appreciation they deserve for raising us, for being there for us, being 10 toes deep, being solid, always being someone you can count on. Try to do that before anything goes wrong, before they move on into the next life. We tend to hold out. Sometimes, like if we have a little disagreement with someone, we tend to hold on to the negative. We tend to hold on to a grudge. Oh, I'm not talking to that person because they really upset me. And then they're gone and you live with the guilt of not being able to express what you felt in that moment and express that you really do appreciate the person and you really do care for the person, but this is how you felt. Don't wait till it's late. What I'm trying to say is this. If you have a disagreement with someone, if that's somebody you care deeply for and you treasure that relationship, work on it in that moment. Maybe you need some time to breathe and let it sit and marinate so you can really assess the situation. But don't wait too long. Don't give it too much time to breathe and sit. Because then if it sits there too long, it's going to fester, it's going to become a sore, and you're going to regret not having taken care of it before it manifested itself in that form. Give praises and props to those who deserve it when you see that they do deserve it. Do not hold praise. We're at a phase right now where people need to know that you really care, you really see what they're doing, you really appreciate them, you really appreciate what they're doing. You really just are grateful that they're ever present person in your life. So make that pledge, make that your new mantra, that moving forward, I'm always going to give someone their blessings, their flowers, their just due whenever I feel like they deserve it. It's very important because you want this person to know deep down that you truly, truly see them, see who they are, and appreciate what they bring to the table. Next on Up on Games Tuesdays. Men, I want you to understand this. When you become a father, it's not just being there physically that matters, but you need to also be there in all aspects of the child's life. You need to be there financially, you need to be there mentally, you need to be there emotionally, you need to be there spiritually. You need to be there in every aspect possible. One aspect doesn't make you a father. All aspects that you are involved with makes you a father. You're constantly there when they need you. You're there as a support system. You're there taking care of the financial needs. You provide, you support, you provide safety and security. You're a shoulder to lean on, you're a shoulder to cry on. You're someone to emulate. You're someone to want to be like when they get older. It's very important that when you take on that mantle or that title of father, you understand that it encompasses a whole ton of things. So if you're not ready to take on that big, huge responsibility, don't do it. Because you don't want to lack in most of these areas and just be great in one. Because no matter what you think, they are going to remember that you weren't there for the other things. In most people's eyes, the bad always outweighs the good. You have to understand that you might fall short a bit, but at least you are going to give it your all in all aspects. You're going to give it 100% to make sure you fully show up, you fully are committed to the process and to the idea of being a father. And there are a lot of people who you can go to for advice. The elders are there for a reason. They've been there. They've been through the process. They understand what it takes. Go to them. Seek advice. Get what you need so you can understand what it's going to take to not necessarily master the role of fatherhood, but at least be more than mediocre at being a father. That's very important. There's a lot of people out here walking around with wounds and trauma that they've not healed from because they didn't have a father who handled their responsibilities fully or just was absent completely. It's very important for you to understand that when you take on that responsibility, it comes with challenges. Everything comes with challenges. That's life. Life is filled with peaks, valleys, ups, downs. Nothing is easy. Nothing is ever too easy. If it's too easy, it's not worth having. It's going to be hard. You're going to have stumbles and hiccups on the way. But understand, as long as you're ever present and you're ever there and you're ever focused on being there, you will be appreciated. You will get your just due and you will get your flowers for actually being there, present. Sometimes that's all a child needs is to know that you're present and you're there and you're accounted for and you're accountable for whatever actions you take in their lives. So moving forward, understand that it takes a lot to be a father, and understand that if you're not ready for that, it's fine. Don't take on that role if you're not ready. But if you know you're ready, it's going to take a lot. And sometimes you can reach out to others to get advice. Don't feel bad. But be present. Because that's the most important, crucial part of being a father, is being ever present and ever vigilant in the idea and in the process of being present, not just present physically, but present in terms of mentality, intellectual side of things, emotional side of things. You have to be present. That's very important. And lastly, today on Up on Game Tuesdays, I want to talk about this thing where I see people keep constantly attacking each other. People, let's understand that Twitter and Instagram and all of that stuff, it's cute. It made a lot of people keyboard warriors where they feel like they can talk tough online and they can talk about your looks. They can talk about how they feel like you're nothing important. They can demean your accomplishments. They can come for your family. But understand that these people are only tough online, tough on the internet. These people in real life aren't about, as they say, about that life. They don't know actually how to behave in real life. And some of them, they have their own issues, and so they want to project onto others. But let's speak to that. We're in a society where people feel like demeaning others makes them look good, and that never, ever, ever is the thing. If you're unhappy in yourself, you're going to project unhappiness onto others. And if you're unhappy and negative in your life and toxic, your life will always be negative, unhappy, and toxic. You need to work out of that toxic negativity in order to breathe positivity and put some sunshine, some light into your life that will allow you to see clearer and see others in a better light. Being mean doesn't make you a better person. Being mean makes you less than. Being mean doesn't mean you're above others. It means you're below others because your insecurities are creeping in and you are making it about yourself when it really isn't about you. Learn to handle your own issues before you project those on others. Don't talk tough online because you're going through some stuff. Work on that and understand that you don't know who people are online. That person might not be somebody you want to provoke or poke because you might end up being a chihuahua and they're a bear and they will maul you for fun. Take a deep breath, take a few steps back, assess what is happening, and understand that being mean, demeaning, belittling is never something that's positive and it's going to get you into a positive light and it's going to advance you in any form or in any sector. Work on that. If you need to get outside help to fix that, go get that. But understand that negativity is never something people are attracted to. Negativity is repelled by positivity. They don't link up, they don't match, they don't attract, they don't attach. It doesn't work. So fix that negativity. And try not to push that onto others moving forward. Let's learn to figure out how to be positive and uplifting.
In the times that we're in, we need upliftment. We need
to netly support each other. We're not in easy times. Some people really need the support right now. They need the support system. They need the positivity flowing through their veins, through their bodies, through their minds, through their lives. The last thing they need is your negative Debbie Downer syndrome. It's not necessary. So let's make it our mission to think positive, move positive, act positive, and be positive moving forward. I hope this touched a few people today. I'm hoping we will all, as I said before, get back to a state of normalcy. I'm hoping to one day be able to meet some of you guys who stream and listen to my podcast. I really do appreciate the support. And as I always tell you guys, don't forget to be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.